Welcome to the Cosmic Overdrive, your source of deranged music on Intergalactic FM. Your host for this evening, Rude 66.
Love those who fight against oppression and the oppressors. Brothers and sisters, it is with great honor and privilege that I present to you the leader of the Al-Fatah revolution from Libya, our brother Muammar al-Qaddafi. 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 Al-Qaddafi.
Welcome to Cosmic Overdrive episode number 101. It is Monday, the 7th of March 2011, and it's a little bit after 9 o'clock in the evening. Attempt number two at this episode, because I don't know what happened last week, but we had some connection problems from this side. And I guess the automatic IFM robot took over our time. And well, hey, that happens sometimes. So this time we're going to try it again. And it seems that we are steady on the air, so to speak. And The opening track, of course, was a track that's been going through my head the last few weeks, ever since all that stuff about Libya was going on. And it's, of course, the only spelling of the name Gaddafi that I didn't come across in the paper. I saw it spelled in 50,000 different ways. But for me, this is the only real one, so to speak. Funk Gaddafi, of course, from Front 242, 1985, from the Politics of Pressure EP. And it's one of my favorite Front tracks, or maybe my absolute favorite Front track of all times. I don't know. I just love the way this track builds up and then slows down again. And it's sort of a prototype, harder EBM stuff that I like it. So any excuse for me to play this track is always well taken, so to speak. Anyway, we got lots of new stuff coming up tonight. Not just old things, but mostly new stuff, unreleased stuff, just released stuff, and no oldies tonight. Well, apart from Front, but hey, that's also current affairs. So, you know, who says that we at IFM don't do anything about current affairs? We play Funk Gaddafi. Anyway, the next track is was released last week. I hope that we could play it on the day it was actually released, but that didn't happen. So now, in the rerun, so to speak, this is from an album that came out on Mannequin Records from Italy. And the singer is also from Italy. The singer's name is Mushi, and it's a girl, Italian girl. And, well, it's an interesting style. Very, very cool stuff. Sort of kind of lo-fi-ish, atmospheric. Very, very cool record. And I'm going to play you a track from the album now, and I'll play a remix later on. Anyway, this is Mushi from the Faded Heart album on Mannequin, and the track is called Too Far. Yeah, companies that sell reverbs these days are going to meet some golden years coming up if this style keeps going on, because it is all drenched in reverb. And actually, I have to say, I really like it. This was Shaita, and the album is released on No Amp Blanc, which is a sublabel from Genetic Music from Germany. And that's the label where they release stuff that is, well, not so much all that minimal wave stuff, but a bit more adventurous. And I have to say that this album is very good. I was really surprised when I heard the tracks. And this track was called Touch, and the album is called Inside, and it's also a very recent release. And I'm going to play you another track from the same label, from a band from Belgrade in Serbia. An electro pop duo. They pop up everywhere these days. These guys are called Sixth Dune. The album is called Every Time, and this track is called Afraid of Lies.
Come on.
Time for a little bit more madness on Cosmic Overdrive. Kania Tiefer and Teppi Ho was the name of the track. And I really like this. I think this is really, really cool. It's coming out pretty soon on Enfant Terrible on a 7-inch. Six tracks on one 7-inch. And this was by far the longest track, clocking in at a whole 2 minutes and 35 seconds. And the rest, there are tracks on there that are under a minute long. But I really, really like all this stuff. Kind of mad computer stuff. But at the same time, there is quite a good pop song underneath. And I always... I like that combination, and this record is actually the last one that that she is releasing under the name Kania Tiefer, and the next project is also on that same record. So hey, you get two for one. What more could you possibly want? And the next track is going to be from that other project that sounds actually remarkably the same as the Kania Tiefer tracks. But hey, sometimes you need to reinvent yourself. And anyway, this is coming up. A track from the B-side of that 7-inch, and the name of that project is Family Jewels, and this track is also called Family Jewels. Thank you.
touch of you, so.
So, any reason that I can find to play this record, and I will shamelessly abuse it, Wire and Please Take, from the Red Bark Tree album, released a few months ago, I think, or a few weeks ago. It wasn't that long ago. It's a 2011 release. And I'm playing this from a Glorious Vinyl, because I bought it at the live show that they played, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, something like that. And anyway, it was a great show and a good opportunity to buy some new vinyl. And, well, this was it. And the next track that I'm going to play you is another record that I bought at that same show. This is from the band that did the first, played as first before Wire. There were three bands. And this is a one of the newer generation of shoegaze bands. And funny enough, where all that shoegaze stuff in the 90s came from England, these days it's all American. I don't know a single English band that does it. I'm sure they exist, but everything I hear, all the good stuff that I hear is American. And these guys come from San Francisco. It's very hard to find information on them, because the name of the band is Weekend. And the name of the album that they released that I bought is called Sports. And, well, you try to find something on Google with those two names, and about 75 billion results show up, but nothing to do with this band. So it was hard to find information on them, but what little there is, I could find. And as I said, they're from San Francisco. They're a trio, and this record that I bought is an album spread out over 245 RPM, 12 inches. And it's really a really cool package, because one of the records is black, one of the records is white, and they are both kind of splattered in the other color. So the black vinyl has white splatters all over it, and the white vinyl has black splatters all over it. Anyway, a really cool record, a really vague shoegaze stuff. I'm going to play you a track now from them. This is Weekend, and the track is called Monday Morning.
Thank you.
Screen Final Image on Cosmic Overdrive, and this is a brand new track that's called Tomorrow, and this will be out one of these months, I believe, on a split 7-inch on the American custom-made music label, and the split 7-inch is going to be done with us, actually. There's going to be a Route 66 track on one side and a Screen Vinyl Image track on the other side. And I think it's a very cool collaboration, and I'm very happy to do this. And I don't know exactly when it'll be out, next month, a month after that, or a month after that. I don't know, somewhere. And hopefully it'll be available here in Europe as well from your favorite dealer. And anyway, we're going to continue with some more unreleased stuff. This is some new material that Ali Renaud sent me from London. He's working on an album, and as far as I understood, the tracks are finished or almost finished, and this is about to come out on, I think it comes out on Cyberdance, I'm not sure. It's a label related to all the guys in London there that also do the radio show here on IFM. And hey, they need we need to give them a big up for that. And anyway, this track is by Ali Renaud, and it's called Smearing the Edges from the As Yet Untitled album, I have to say. This is Ali Renaud. We'll be right back. You will even hear a dubstep on Cosmic Overdrive. Normally, I have to say that I hate this shit. I will say it honestly. I don't like all that dubstep stuff. But when I heard this track, this is so insane, and this bounces in such a cool way that I thought, hey, this needs to be heard. This is very good. The name of the band or the guy who made it is Staga, and the track is called Beyond, and it's from an upcoming compilation album on the Dutch Shipwreck label for the Otstream Festival that will take place here in Nijmegen in the first weekend of June, and the record has a whole bunch of acts on it that will play on the festival, and this Staga is one of them. And I have to say, I'm kind of looking forward to hearing that live, or seeing that live, or because this track made me kind of change my perspective on that whole style a little bit. So who knows? Anyway, we're quickly coming up to the end, but I want to play you a track that I was sent literally about an hour before the show started from a fellow Amsterdammer, Eroy D. You probably know him. He has a label and it releases some very, very cool stuff. Anyway, he sent me this track and said, hey, listen to this. This is some new project that I'm doing. I wanted to make something a little different than the normal techno that I do. Listen to it, and maybe it's something for your show. Anyway, I listened to it, and it's definitely something for my show. This is Eroy D from Amsterdam, going back to his new wave roots, so to speak. I think he said he was planning on releasing this somewhere in the coming year on some kind of limited edition. And anyway, this is I don't know if it's title or the band name or whatever, but the only name that he gave me is Army of God. So let's hear it.
You'll see.
Yeah, it almost sounds like he's resurrected Amanda Lear for this track. It's I really like it. It's very cool. This is a new project by Aroid, Army of God, and who knows, maybe out soon on his MOS Recordings label. And anyway, I'm going to quickly go so you can listen to the rest of this track, because well, it's well worth it. And anyway, we're going to be back next week with Cosmic Overdrive number 102. So I hope to see you all then, and for the rest of the week, have a good week, and goodbye.
Sin, no purpose to live, no love left to give. Dark.